What the f*** is up, kids?
There's not enough episodes that start with Marcus. We gotta switch it up.
You know, that's true.
We gotta switch it up.
That's true. I do need more intros.
Yeah. But, so here's the deal, right? We've gotten a lot of requests for movies. And we'll do movies. We'll do Movie March, okay? But it's February. We're gonna just do something. We're gonna do the unthinkable today. No script.
Scriptless.
Scriptless, just Junior and Marcus talk.
Normally we have, like, we have notes and like, articles to pull up. Nope, not this time.
No.
This time it's literally just gonna be Junior and Marcus talk.
Yep. Just, that's what's gonna happen.
We're going to talk.
Straight up Junior and Marcus talk. I have exactly two notes. All right, and all it says...
Wait, hold on.
What?
You're Junior, I'm Marcus.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, come on. You're getting rusty at this. We did this last couple weeks ago.
It wasn't even that long ago. Yeah. I'm Junior.
And I'm Marcus.
Let's talk.
Yeah.
All right, so, nice weather we're having. I don't know what to say.
Without any guidance, it's like, how's your family? How's the kids?
What's new?
That's crazy.
There's a baby in the house. That's different. But yeah, so real funny. This was going viral a while back, but it was President Obama follows a certain, how you say, adult performer.
Mm.
And this performer, like, tweeted about it, just like, oh, yo, hey, yeah, Obama follows me. Everybody watches this. Like, no big deal. And I told that to Marcus, and Marcus is like, wait, what's going on? And it's like, man has a whole wife and everything.
Literally married.
And like, he was the president, and yeah. he's just he hasn't unfollowed, apparently. So, like, I was just imagining just like, oh. Michelle, come here.
Look at this white girl booty.
look at this
big old black girl booty. You like that, Michelle?
Michelle, why don't you dress like this at home, Michelle?
I don't see your booty like this, Michelle.
I'm the president. Michelle. I was the president.
Michelle,
I am
the president. You could be replaced very easily. All right, just remember your place.
They'll never see me coming.
They'll never see you.
Yes.
Behind that booty. Oh, I won't even see me coming.
But I'm just trying to imagine, like, yeah, what is the conversation that was had shortly thereafter that Obama doubled down and did not unfollow?
Yep. Yeah, he was all like, no, look, honey, this is art. This is an art form. I'm supporting
artists. No, see, we went to school together.
I've known her for a while. There's nothing serious going on here.
it's funny the things going on today, because, like, okay, back in the day, right, when we were kids, the internet existed,
absolutely,
right? But
yes,
it's like we didn't spend as much time on it. Like, social media was not a thing.
Social media was not a big thing.
Yeah, like,
it wasn't until
we had,
like,
MSN and stuff.
School.
Really? Yeah, I guess so. Facebook,
yeah. Facebook was like middle school.
Yep, it was.
MSN was like elementary school, middle school,
the beginning.
Yeah, but yeah, we didn't really have much
no, we wouldn't have known that the president like that would
was
not have been a
following
thing. That wouldn't have happened. And it's just funny to me, even, like, okay, so here's the thing, right? And I think this is a good topic, right? It just came to me. Okay, when we were kids, let me ask you something. This is some Junior Marcus real talk.
Junior Marcus, all right,
that's what we'll call this episode.
Are you gonna have a little?
Hey, yo, real talk.
Hey, yo, real talk. Now edit that out and use it as a sound bit. Edit around it so then when we do the real talk part, it'll be all like real talk. Hey, yo, real talk. I don't know. Anyways, go on. You're talking.
I'll cut it in weird places every now and then.
Real talk.
You'll be like, yo, you know what's real talk? I was at the supermarket the other day. Real talk. But yeah, so what it is, right? It's so weird to me. When we were kids, if we were, let's say, like, okay, we had a lot of crushes, right? If I liked a girl, I actually vividly remember this. There was this girl I liked a lot in elementary school, and we were both in elementary school. Don't take that out of context. But
this just in. Jamie Pence Jr. canceled.
But yeah, it was so funny because I asked if she'd be my Valentine, and her response was, okay, but don't tell anyone.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But, like, it's funny because it's like, yeah, right? Stuff like that happened, but as I grew up and became older, it's like, okay, you know, high school, I'm in high school. I'd ask a girl out, and she'd either say yes or no, right? Or I'd ask a girl for a number, and she'd either say yes or no. I'm like, that was it.
Yeah,
you'd go on the date, you go on a couple dates, you figure out whether or not...
That's going to be a little funny section.
What happened?
Why'd you just stop talking and start talking
in good
again?
Faith, what was said? Yeah, be sure to check out our last episode, by the way. So yeah, it was very simple. I don't know, man. Things, and I never thought I'd be saying this, because now I feel like an old man, but it's like things were so... so much simpler back then when it came to like dating, for example. Where now it's like, it's, you've literally said you spoke to a girl,
yeah,
and she's like, no, I can't give you my number because I have a boyfriend.
Yeah. And but, I said, respectable, I respect that, I understand where you're coming from, very true, yes. And I turned away from her and I turned back and I was like, okay, now phone number is, I understand why you want to give me your phone number, a little too direct. Can I have your Instagram? She's like, yeah, sure.
Bro, I don't understand, man. Nah. I don't understand.
Nope, don't.
it's weird, because, like, if... what? What's the line, then? Like, what? Like, it's like you ask a girl out, you got to get her Snapchat, and then you get her Instagram, and then if you're lucky, you'll get her phone number.
Nah, man. It's crazy, because there was a point in time where it'd be like, you meet a girl. Or you meet a person, right? You like the person, you date the person, and then from dating, right, depending on how long you're dating, you either break up or you get married. There's those four steps. Nowadays, it's you see a person that you like, you vet if they're of the sexual preference that you have, because nowadays you never know. I'm dead serious.
Yo, okay, and like, for anyone who's getting mad at that...
Oh, you shouldn't!
Like, shut up.
You shouldn't!
No, just shut up. Like, straight up. If you're getting mad at that, understand, it was a different time back then. Anyone who was gay usually wasn't very open about it.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, it's, you know, you find a person, you like the person, you vet what their sexual preference is, and they're actually into you, and will, you know, reciprocate of, you know, dating you. And then, you play a little game... that is nowadays called the situationship, where you're not really in a relationship, but you're seeing each other, right? But you're also seeing other people, because, you know, you can't just see one. You got to try them all.
It's so weird.
It is,
man.
Really strange. It is really strange. And then you either double down into that one relationship, don't, right? And you just keep dating around, or you, nothing.
Yeah.
Or nothing.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
No, but like, seriously,
gotta pay the money for the rent.
It's crazy to me, just because, you know. So I used to be like a youth pastor at my church, and there'd be times that like some of the kids would ask like dating advice and stuff like that, and I remember a time where. Like, they explained to me the whole, like, situationship, where I didn't know that term. Yeah. I'd never heard it before. And when I heard it, when they explained it to me, I'm just like, I don't know what to tell you guys. Like, I've never experienced that. I don't know what to say to you, yo. You just gotta deal with that. Yep. I'm sorry.
Yep.
And it's crazy, bro. I also, like, okay.
Hey, yo, real talk?
You know, maybe we should talk about that. Because, okay, earlier you mentioned, like, just trying to figure out, the like, sexual orientation or preference or something like that. It's interesting because not that long ago you brought up the fact that you heard someone say they're bi, but they would only marry
a man. I was telling you this on the phone.
Yeah. They said they would only marry a man. They're bi, but they would, if it comes to marriage, they would only marry one, but not the other, or any other. But it's interesting, because it's like, again, I say, where's the line?
Yeah,
like,
where is the line?
How do you come to that conclusion, I guess?
Yeah, because if you say that... you know, I'd buy, but I'd only marry
one.
One.
Yeah.
Of
why?
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. It's questionable.
Yeah, it is questionable. It is questionable. It's like a weird gray area.
Yeah, why draw a hard line is just my question. Why?
Mm-hmm.
What does one have that the other doesn't that you feel makes one adequate for marriage but not the other?
Yeah, it is a very interesting
concept
because like I've heard it before, and yeah,
it's cool that we're living in a time where people can be open about stuff like that
and be who they want to be.
Yeah, because how miserable would it be if you were like gay but you had to date a girl, like if you're a gay guy and you have to date women, but you like no part of you is attracted.
None of like you're just
that would suck.
Every time you're with your partner, you're just like, ugh.
Yeah,
that would be horrible for be both lame. Parties.
Yeah. So I'm gonna ask you. So like real talk. Has a guy ever asked you out?
No, I've never been asked out by a dude. But I've been hit on by dudes.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. My front of house manager at work took me and one of my friends to a bar. He's paying for the drinks and everything. This bar is a gay bar, right?
What?
Yeah, it was, yeah. He frequents it.
Wait, is he gay?
No, here's a crazy... Oh my gosh, this is wild. a lot of us assume... that he's a part of the LGBTQ community.
Uh-huh.
But he never says.
Oh, okay.
And also, there was one time where my friend brought it up to him, and he got really mad. Like,
oh, no.
Really, really mad. But he's also told me stories in which he's kissed dudes. So, you know.
Yeah, he's in the closet.
Yeah, it's very
interesting. He's in too deep.
But he's also, like, 60. So,
yeah.
You know.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so we go to this bar, and he's buying us drinks. I'm sitting at the bar, you know, hanging out with my friend, chilling. And then this guy comes in, and he's at the bar, and he's just telling me jokes. Just telling me jokes, telling me his name and all this stuff. And, like, it's very clearly that he's hitting on me, right?
Because
I'm next to this, I'm next to my friend Star,
uh-huh.
And he's not talking to me, not giving her any attention. Just talking to me, telling me jokes, making me laugh and all that stuff. Like, he's asking me for my number. I'm like, oh, man, nah, it's all good.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was very direct, huh?
Yeah, very direct. And then there was another time where I was at a bar and I was chilling with a homie. And next to us was two dudes at a table. They were like Latino. And you know, when I'm out at a bar and I hear a song come on that I really like, I'm going to sing it. I'm going to be that guy that's singing in the bar. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And the song Flowers by Miley Cyrus is on.
Oh.
And I'm like, yo, this song is actually not that bad. Like, I know it's like an overplayed song. It was like the number one song of 2023. But like, I actually like it. So I'm singing the song.
Mm.
And the guy looks over and he's all like, oh, hi. He tells me his whole name and all this. And he's talking to me. And he's all like, do you know any, he's like, are you gay? I'm like, no. He's like, oh, do you know any places... for, you know, gay people in the city like, to hang out.
Like, brother, I said no.
What did I just say?
What did I just say? Are you deaf?
Am I speaking English to you? But I'm like, no, I know this one, you know, Church Street's over there. That's like the gay village in Toronto.
In Toronto.
And I'm like, yeah, you know, Church Street's over there. You probably go over there. I don't know anywhere else because this is the only place that I know of because I'm not a part of the community.
Mm.
And he's all like, oh, you know, I no offense. I just thought, I'm like, what gave you the impression? Was it the Miley Cyrus?
It was the Miley Cyrus.
It was the Miley Cyrus, wasn't
it's like,
it?
It's like, dude, yo, Lady Gaga makes some bangers. I will never sing them in public. You will never hear me sing those in public.
Nah, man.
I don't want anyone getting the wrong idea.
With my chest. It's with my chest. Poker face. With my whole chest, brother.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, just the ways in which times have changed where it's like, I would have never guessed some of the things going on today. And like, see like...
Oh wait, why'd you ask me if I've ever been asked by a dude?
No, it was just relevant to the topic.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
Yeah. I've never been.
Really?
Yeah. Shanita said that there was one time we all went out for like Mac's birthday, and she said the server was flirting with me, but I didn't. I don't know. Maybe I was just. I'm like, nah, he's just being. He's one of the boys,
bro. That's a dog, bro. Yo, I dap him up as I leave. What are you talking about?
He gave me his number because he wanted to chill. He was gonna order me drinks because he's a cool bro.
That's just the homie. Oh my goodness. No. That's interesting though, because like it happens to me pretty often. I don't know. I don't know.
It's how you present yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. I just give off crazy vibes,
gay,
I guess.
Gay vibes. Gotta turn the gay down, bro.
Just turn the knots.
Turn the knots down,
just a little bit, man.
You need to be angrier.
Nah, but I will say, I have used it to my advantage.
Oh, no.
I have.
What did you do?
I get so many free drinks.
I see.
I get so many free drinks. And then I break their hearts. I tell them I am not gay.
Oh, sorry. Surprise.
But hey, look, I'm a good homie, bro. Look, you can be good friends.
Different times,
brother.
Why linger?
Yeah, you know? There's apps for this kind of stuff now.
Man, have you had any luck on dating apps?
I've been on one date.
A
singular date on a dating app. And we went to a jazz bar. I paid for the food. I got myself a drink. She did not have a drink. She just had water. We listened to some jazz music. It was nice. The place was nice. The music was good. Mm. The date herself was boring.
Really? She was boring?
She was boring.
Really?
Yes.
What about her?
I don't know. Just the way the conversation was going was just like... Mm.
You know, I find with dating apps... Because, like, I've been on three. Mm. The first girl... The second girl, we just were very clearly not compatible. Mm. And it was funny because we could tell.
Yeah. Right away.
Yeah, we could tell. We could tell right away that just like, oh, like... We don't like anything that's the same or anything like that. Mm. And the other funny part was when I was just like, oh, so hey, like, what was your last date like? When's the last time you've been on a date? She's like, oh, no, it's been like 5 years. I'm like, 5 years? Why? Mm. Right? What happened to your last boyfriend?
Yeah.
Did I ever say this on the podcast? I never said this? No. Yeah. I was like, what happened to your last boyfriend? She's like, he died.
Oh.
I told you that, though. I told you, right?
No.
I never told you that?
I've never heard this story.
Yeah, she said her last boyfriend died, and I was just like, oh. And she's like, yeah, there's no easy way of talking about it. I'm like, geez.
Yeah.
But she said I was the first person she went on a date with since her boyfriend died. Well, and I'm like, look, I want you to have the greatest time today.
Yeah.
Right? Even if we never have another date, I want you to feel okay.
I hope this is a great date
for you. Yeah, I hope it's a good start.
Yeah. Back into the game. That's crazy. Yeah,
they were supposed to get married.
Oh, my God.
They were engaged. Car accident.
God.
I know. It's devastating. But, like...
I didn't expect that story to go that way.
Well, the thing that gets me, right? Imagine knowing someone for that... So, apparently, she knew him for very long. Like, they practically grew up together. And, yeah. Like, you know, at no point did they think they had a future without each other. Mm. And then that gets robbed of her.
Yeah.
And also like them. Both of them.
Yeah.
And now she's on dating apps. And it's just, like, it's dating apps.
That's horrible.
Like, it's not... You're not gonna have that connection.
No.
I mean, hey, anyone out there who has, let me know.
Yeah. Dang.
Yeah, but
that's harsh. The date that I went on, it wasn't even that the conversation was dead. It's just for what I'm looking for, which I don't know what it is, really, to be exact. She didn't really pan out for like what I was looking for.
What are you looking for?
I don't know. Fun.
Say it into the mic.
What am I looking for? Fun.
What are you looking for? I don't know. Fun.
Fun. Yeah, I have no idea. Fun, though. Not boring.
What kind of fun, though?
I don't know.
Because don't make it sound like you're a D-bag. Like, all I want is the coochie. I just want to have fun.
That's not it.
I'm DTF. That is... Don't say that.
That's definitely on my profile. All of my dating profiles say DTF. Don't swipe right if you're not. Yeah. No, that's not it.
I'm only here for fun.
Nah, I mean, like, well, first off, she showed up an hour late.
Oh, no.
And that really put me off from the jump.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then we're there, and we're talking, and then she, like, we're there for, like, an hour, and she's like, okay, I gotta go home now, because I have an assignment to do, blah, blah, blah. We planned this out.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on here? Like, I expected to go there and then go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then she's like, okay, I'm leaving, bye. Okay, cool.
Yeah, you dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, honestly, I think I did.
Yeah.
I think I did.
Hmm.
But, yeah, that was the one date that I went on through a dating app. Not, I'm still trying. I'm just horrible at this.
It's so, dating apps, like, I find it's just so different. Like, because you get there and I could be so comfortable, like, I'm so just like, yeah, you know, like, let's make the best of this.
Yeah.
You know, because we're both in the same situation, that's why we're here, da-da-da. But, like, if they're not reciprocating, so many questions are in my head of, like, why did you agree then?
Literally, yeah, why did you...
Like, what...
Why did you waste both of our
time? Yeah, why?
Like, it doesn't make any sense
just
to me.
Just say no. But again, just how relationships are today, how dating is today.
Oh gosh, I forgot
did
about
you, did you see that thing? Sorry, I'll be quick.
Yeah, no worries.
Did you see that thing where it's like Gen Z doesn't like now there was one that said like they don't like sex scenes in movies and shows, and it's like that's fine, but it was like they don't like romance or romantic stories in their shows because they feel it's unrelatable. This is an article that said that. It wasn't like some random,
stupid
guy
person on like Twitter or something.
There was an article where, studies showed they didn't like romance in their fiction. And when I saw that, I couldn't help but laugh and just think, like, that's what no coochie does to a brother. Man, Superman's getting laid,
man.
Man, Scott Pilgrim's getting...
Man, I hate seeing other people getting what I can't get. Get this out of here.
Yeah, it's weird. Mm. It's weird. Also, just, okay. Why do characters need to be relatable? They don't need to be relatable. Wolverine is not relatable. Batman's not relatable.
You know, characters... Not most characters don't need to be relatable.
They don't. They need to be cool.
Yeah.
They need to understand why they're doing what they're doing.
It depends on what you're watching, but yeah.
True, but
I agree.
It's weird that people seem to think that, oh, I don't want this character to have a romantic relationship because I don't have one. Like,
yeah.
What? Yeah.
Like, I don't think you're supposed to relate to Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
No.
You know?
Or Walter White.
Or
from
Walter
Breaking
White
Bad.
From Breaking Bad. Or Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
There are a bunch of characters that are, like, favorites and they're really cool.
Yep.
You're not supposed to relate to these people.
Nope.
They're not good people.
Scarface.
Scarface. Oh, my
Dude,
goodness.
It's funny. It's a weird
thing. I relate
thing
to that's... Scarface.
Yeah.
The guys from The Godfather. Oh, I relate to them heavy.
And Goodfellas.
Goodfellas. Yeah, I was going to say.
It's so weird.
The Usual Suspects.
That mentality of
just call me Kaiser Sose.
Characters have to be relatable. Like, no, they don't.
Yeah.
Anyway, you were going to say something.
It was about dating.
Go on.
I didn't know if we were still on that topic. But what I was gonna say was the talking phase.
Worst phase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The talking phase is so weird. I find that to be a weird stage of a relationship.
Hmm.
Because nine times out of ten, you like if a talking phase is going on, just date. You guys are talking to each other every day, just date. What's going on here?
I don't know. In situationships, no one wants to commit.
No one wants to commit.
It's too hard.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, debatably, they could just be not ready to commit for reasons that are not.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's a possibility.
But even then, don't
but
leave
like,
people on.
You know what's insane? Okay, so like, and we're still on this topic, but because so much has changed in like dating, we have basically, right, young men watching things like Andrew Tate.
Donald Trump.
What?
Why do you sound like Donald Trump say this?
Young
like...
men. We have...
I was like, whoa, this is Donald Trump cadence coming from.
18 naked cowboys. 18 of them.
18 naked cowboys.
But yeah, we have young men watching like Andrew Tate. And who he died, Kevin Samuels.
Kevin Samuels, yeah, that's another
and
one.
Like like all the friggin' podcasts where it's one guy and a bunch of girls that he paid to be on his show and give publicity.
I know the one you're talking about.
No, there's the one. There's so many of them.
Yeah, there are so many. But there's like one that's like really like always.
Oh yeah,
around, like it's a white room, and then there's one dude or like two dudes.
It's
and
it's annoying like because women. People. Young men especially like watch that and then they think, oh, watch this guy own these women and like, yeah, I gotta be an alpha male, I gotta be a high value man, I gotta be all these buzzwords.
High value man.
Yeah. yeah but it's funny because it's like as much as like because like I'm not a friggin' moron. But I can see how someone who maybe it's harder for them to get a date or harder for them to, I don't know, even just talk to women. Maybe that's why they'd be willing to listen to someone who's telling them it's not your fault.
Yeah.
But it's so weird how, like, that was not a thing, bro. When we were kids?
No.
When we were teens, bro, that wasn't a thing.
No.
So, like, our perspective of relationships is so different.
Yep.
And oh, man, it's just crazy. It's weird. It's weird because now it's like there's all these extra steps, but also like they need to know that we're not the kind of guy that believes that stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then they might be extra cautious, and I don't blame them.
Yeah.
But it's just funny. It's funny to me, man.
It's hilarious because you could you go on a date with somebody, and then like their first question be all like, so, do you listen to the Joe Rogan Experience? And depending on your answer will depend on how that night goes for you. Yes, I do. Okay, good for you.
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Bye.
My whole thing with that, too, though, is just like, that's not, okay, first of all, like on
real talk,
that would not be the first question that, like, someone would ask these days. Questions I got, except for that one girl whose boyfriend died. Oh, yeah. The first question I'm always asked. No, you know why I paused? Because I'm like, the first girl that I referenced might watch the podcast.
I'm dead.
She might know, but
oh my God.
If she is listening, I'm Marcus. I'm Marcus.
That is so.
That's Junior over there talking.
Yeah, I'm Junior.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So the first question that I'm always asked is like, what's your job?
Oh, really?
That is always. Yeah.
What do you do
even
for
if
work?
It's not online? Even if it, like, because like most of the dates I've been on weren't from online dating.
Mm.
But like, that is always the first question.
What do you do
and
for
like,
work?
I understand why, because it's like, you know. As much as people want to say, you know, we don't believe in stereotypes and like traditional gender roles and stuff like that. It's like a lot of people still do.
Yeah.
A lot of people still do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, sure, why not?
There's so many dating profiles that I've seen where it's all like, yeah, I'm looking for a man. And if you if you know what I mean by this, then swipe right.
No, man, my favorite was a tweet where it's like, oh, shoot, like, this was a woman. She's like, oh, no, I left my wallet at home on this date I'm about to go on. I hope he's not a feminist. Jeez Louise, man.
But yeah, I can understand the question of what do you do?
What do you do for work? And then like, what's your living condition? Do you have a car? Those are always early questions.
Oh, the car thing, I don't get that asked. I'm downtown.
True, you don't need it.
It doesn't really come up that much because, like, no one drives downtown.
The girl asks me, do you have a car? And I'll be like, baby, I am a car.
Now get in and get a ride.
Want to see some real speed?
I'll show you some real speed. what was I going to say? But yeah, the what do you do for work? Is a good first question because, you know, it helps you them or helps people know if you're financially stable and how much time you're going to be spending at work.
True.
Because then they know how much time they can spend with you.
Yeah.
I don't mind that question.
I don't mind that question either.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. I don't mind it at all.
Sucks for whoever I'm answering it to because I work a regular degler job.
Well, Okay, so there was this one. It's like a. It was a game.
I don't have weekends off.
It was a game, and it was really funny. In the game, you could go on a date, right, or dates, right, with different options. And it was so funny that one of the options was this like really kind of preppy rich girl. It was so funny because she was just mean, right? Mm. And then I'm like, oh, I don't like this girl. So I decided to leave. And she's like, don't forget everything you brought. And then my character's like, I didn't bring anything. And then she's like, mm-hmm. And I'm like, ooh, ooh, she got me. Ooh, that one hurt. I'm like, no. I walked right into that room. I didn't bring anything.
Yeah,
you didn't bring anything.
You didn't bring anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was giving nothing, sir. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, no, just what happened? When did everything change, Marcus?
This is really funny.
What?
Because this episode's gonna come out in February.
True.
It's Valentine's Day month.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what? I think it's appropriate.
No, I know it is appropriate. But like, this is so doomer.
So?
It's so singles appreciation vibe, you know?
Yeah. Why should I pretend?
Well, yeah, no, fair. That's a good reason not to be in a relationship if you're unhappy.
Yeah, but then it's like, see, some people might have that life experience and then all they ever do is situationships. See, that couldn't be me. That, I think, is going a little too far.
What, you can't see yourself slutting it up?
Not again.
Not like last time.
Not again.
I couldn't. No.
Nah, understandable. That's fair.
Like, you know what's kind of wild?
Nah.
They're inventing, like, AI, like, robots and all that stuff. And you know they're going to make, like, here's your subscription for your AI robot girlfriend. Yeah. And it's like, that's so weird. It's weird. What's weird about it is that considering like if I look around me right now, I understand why someone might actually do that. Mm. Not myself. Yeah. I couldn't do that because there's so many reasons.
Yeah.
Number one reason is, could you imagine? Because it's a subscription service. You're going at it and then it locks. It locks you in.
You're like, locked.
Get me out of this crazy thing!
So you gotta pay.
Who do you call? That's such an embarrassing phone call. Yeah, Doc. Yeah, this is crazy, but
yeah, my AI robot girlfriend.
I was having intercourse with my AI robot girlfriend, and I forgot to pay the subscription. And
yeah, she powered off, and I'm still here. Yeah,
I am stuck. It doesn't hurt or anything, but I cannot get out.
I can't go anywhere.
I cannot get... Yeah.
You're going to have to kick the door down.
Could you guys maybe send the Jaws of Life? Thank you. Oh, and could you, like, when you do this, could you, like, not hurt my AI girlfriend? This is my AI
please
girlfriend.
Please don't break her. Please. I plan on using... I'll resubscribe.
I'm going to pay for my subscription. It's just,
I'll never forget again.
It's been a tough month, you know?
Yeah, $100 a month is ridiculous.
Arguably. I said it.
No.
I said it.
And that's where the podcast died. It died in that fatal Marcus accident.
Look, there was long enough of a pause there. You can cut that out. No. You can cut that out.
Why would I cut that out? Oh no! Wheels are off. Season 4 is a weird season. We just talk in this season. Any topics you guys want us to talk about? Let us know in the comments.
Oh, we're down. We'll rip it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. What else we
how do you follow up
after that one? I don't
okay, so I mentioned like AI and stuff like that. Just the fact that is a possible future where it's like guys will literally buy a robot to be able to spend time with them, because like, okay, can I tell you something? Can I actually tell you a story?
Hey, yo, real talk.
How do I start the story?
No.
Okay. I knew somebody. We don't really talk anymore. Who? Anyway.
Good talk.
They knew a guy.
Okay.
Who had a like sex doll, right?
Okay.
And one day she asked him, "Hey, so like, what do you do, right? When you're not doing the doll, what do you do?
Yeah.
Right. And he said one of the weirdest things. Well, not like okay. I shouldn't even say like. It's like, it's weird in the sense that like, oh, that's like not normal. But what he said was right before. So his wife died.
Okay.
And the doll looks like his wife. Apparently. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
It's like one of these like real dolls. Like
I don't know.
Okay.
But basically, so they used to watch shows together. Him and his wife.
Okay.
So he props the doll up in the bed, like, next to him, and he watches shows with the doll.
Okay.
As though it were his wife. Yeah. And it's, like, it's crazy. There's so many layers to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, first of all, like, grieving. Like, like, you know, what do you say? What do you say to a guy like that where he's straight up, according to her, he said he never wants to marry again because that was his wife.
Yeah.
But, like, you're kind of replacing her with...
an inanimate object.
Yeah. But, like, would you say that's romantic, or would you say that's, like, creepy?
I call that deep attachment issues.
Issues? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. At that point, it's deep attachment issues.
Yeah.
He's crazily attached to his wife.
Me too. Because his wife died, but, like...
And she was great.
Yeah, must have been.
Must have been great.
Yeah. But the fact that he's not, like, what gets me is just the fact that he has this thing that it's not just for what it's made for. He uses it to replicate, like, something
the feeling and sensations that he lost. Yeah.
Crazy. But, like, what I'm trying to go, the reason I bring that up, in a world where we actually have AI and we actually have robots... that's going to be a thing.
Absolutely.
Where it'll be like, oh, are there phrases you want to program into the robot that your wife used to say?
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Do you have any recordings of your past wife so that you can compile a whole voice AI?
That's so creepy, bro. Like, that's the creepy part for me.
Absolutely.
Where it's like we're recreating dead people.
Yep. It's a whole episode of Black Mirror, just in reality.
But then you can take it even further, where it's like, what if someone were to make a robot? Remember that episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer? It's not a junior... like, full-on junior here without a Buffy reference.
Fair.
Do you remember the time Yelps hires Warren, the guy who makes...
to make
that,
the Buffy bot.
Yes! Yeah. To make a robot of Buffy.
Yeah.
So that he can, like, be with her.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
I should...
it's a little too late now. You have to edit this around, aren't you?
Hurry up and watch Buffy, Austin. Jeez.
Anyway, hurry up and watch.
So yeah, he makes a robot of Buffy so that he can be with the robot. And he calls her Buffy and all that stuff. And, like, Buffy doesn't like him. Buffy's not into him.
Yeah.
What if people start doing stuff like that? Where it's, like, non-consensual.
Well, yeah. I mean, they've already started. There was that whole scandal about how there was that one guy, the Twitch streamer, who got caught looking up deepfakes of his friends.
Oh.
Yeah, like, that were famous. Like, popular streamers. And... he tried to say, like, oh, I was just looking at it, you know, to see what was going on. But,
there's,
like, it was
no getting out of that, bro.
Bunch of history. Yeah, like, it's a lot.
There's no getting out of that.
Yeah. And so it's already kind of a thing. It's just not as fleshed out. Wow. Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. Like, the how far technology has come is fascinating and...
scary.
And scary all at the same time.
Yeah, see, it knows it. It hears us. Sentience.
The algorithm knows. We're gonna get robot ladies in the mill, Junior. We're gonna be the first.
I didn't order this.
Oh, we're actually a new company, a new startup, and we're, you know, we wanted you guys to test. We heard you were talking about it on your podcast.
I ordered a vacuum cleaner. What is this?
Oh, don't worry, it sucks.
I'm glad you picked up.
No worry, it sucks.
See, and here's the other weird thing, right?
I like this topic. Like, because as someone who's, like, really into psychology, and especially psychology of relationships and, like, how chemistry works and all that stuff, what's going to be insane is if they make, like, dolls, like, for everybody, for any orientation, any gender, anything, right? And, like, the doll is better than, like, an actual human being.
Well, that'd be crazy.
Well, think about it. Like, if a woman or anyone that likes to be penetrated.
Okay.
This might be an age-restricted episode. There's going to be a lot of weird censorships. You can have a doll that does something a human being can't do, and that's vibrate. Think about that. So, like, why would they ever want to go back to a human? But then if everyone's with robots, how is the human population gonna reproduce? Unless those robots take what, like, if a guy's with the robot.
Yeah.
And then he finishes in the robot.
No.
If it takes that and then sends it to, like, a sperm bank or something like that.
And then, yeah. Oh, wow.
Like, how crazy would that be of a future?
To some, it's probably better.
It'd be easier.
To some, that's like a great life. Yeah. I don't have to talk to another person of the opposite sex.
But also, how would you go about raising the kid? I guess it'd be the other thing.
What do you mean?
Because then we'd have a lot of pregnant people that just... they're in a relationship with the robot.
Yeah.
Unless the robot could be a better dad. The robot's a better dad.
Yeah, if you for $50.99 more, you can get the daddy feature added to your robot.
The robot's a better father. Holy dude. Yo. Well, that needs to be a movie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, since it's going to the sperm bank, basically at any, like, it's crazy. At any point in time, anybody that wants a kid could just be like, I want this child.
Yeah.
And then they could find a surrogate.
That is another thing that did cross my mind.
And then, surrogate. And then, like, if it's, like, a dude, like, if it's a man who wants to have a kid, but isn't in a relationship with anybody, but is in a relationship with their AI robot, then they could just go to the sperm bank and be like, I want a surrogate so that I can have a kid.
Uh-huh.
And then they wouldn't need another partner. It would just be, they would never have to know.
Everyone's a single parent?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It'd be a wild, wacky time.
It really would. But then you'd have people that want a robot child. For instance, suppose someone is, like, older. They're like 60.
Yeah.
Right? And maybe, like, having a child, like, you know, 0 to 18.
Yeah.
Maybe that'd be too much for this guy
who's,
like, 60 years old, right? Mm. So having a robot child can replicate that feeling of, like, and you can pick whatever age the kid is.
Yeah.
You don't have to start at the beginning.
Yeah, well, they're perpetually that age. They don't
grow. I know, but, like, okay, suppose that guy's dying of cancer, or like terminal.
Okay.
Right? But he wants to re-experience what it's like to have a kid around.
Like, raise a kid?
Okay. Yeah. Like, what if, right?
Yeah, I could see that.
I could totally see that.
I could see that.
I
played Cyberpunk.
Have you ever? Yeah, I know. Cyberpunk. Or Detroit.
Yeah, or Detroit, yeah.
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 Have you ever seen the movie Annabelle Creation?
No, I have not watched Annabelle Creation.
Have you seen any of the Conjuring movies?
I have.
Okay.
I know Annabelle.
Okay, straight up, they're all trash, except, like, and, like, I like the Conjuring franchise, not because it's good, but because it's kind of funny because it's, like, based on a true story, and it's like, some of the things that happen, oh, okay, all right. But
loosely based on the
true Annabelle story. Creation, I think, is legitimately a creative one. It's a very creative one. The spoilers. I'll try to keep it quick.
It's spoiling everything.
Everything. Every movie. But the reason why it's one of my favorites, or it is the one that I'm like, actually, this, check this one out.
Yeah.
The origin of the demon in that is so unique, where it's a father and it's a husband and wife, right, who had a kid, and then their kid got hit by a car and died, right? And what they did, they wanted their kid back so badly that they basically made a deal with the devil.
Mm.
And the catch was, you can never actually look at the kid, but you'll see the kid in the corner of, like... You'll turn around and you'll hear the kid running behind you and giggling and laughing and stuff like that. And they were like, oh, you know, it wasn't much, but it was enough for us to be happy knowing that Annabelle was there with us.
It's creepy.
But, oh, dude, it's so much creepier than that. There's a scene where she's like, but then I realized
that can't be our daughter, right? Because it was doing things that it's like, our daughter wouldn't do that. Like, why is it just messing with things in the house and stuff like that? And then there's a scene where she looks in the mirror, because like, again, you can't look at it
directly, right?
She sees it in the mirror, and it's just like, it is a demon.
Yeah.
And it's like looking at her like as though it were a kid, but she sees it.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, and she turns and like it ran off.
It scares away.
It's just like, yo, like, it's that, but robots.
Yeah. Literally.
Okay? That's what I'm trying to say.
Yep.
It's that, but robots.
It's not
your kid. Your
kid. Like, at all. Like, no sense of the imagination. When your kid starts
short-circuiting, bro, that's not your kid. Or even just, like, imagine the kid staring at you at night, because it doesn't need to sleep.
Blink, doesn't need his blink, doesn't need to sleep, doesn't need to do anything.
They can probably replicate all that, sure, but imagine, like, some battery malfunction is going on, and it's just there, standing, staring at you.
Yep.
Just...
Manifold.
Ah, that's so, like, just the image of that.
My thought was, just imagine, like, it has, like, a problem, and it, like, short circuits, and it's just, like, lifeless kid body. Mm. Could you imagine these parents taking these lifeless robot children bodies, like, holding them in their car to go to, like, the mechanic? Like, hey, yo. Dude,
you killed this child.
There's something wrong here. Cops pulling him over nonstop because you got a dead kid in the boot. Like,
yeah.
No, that's not. It's a robot.
I'm sure there'd be some way to tell for the police, but everyone else, yeah, unless they know, they would just assume.
You prop him up like he's sleeping, like a Weekend at Bernie's.
Nah, but you pull a Misfits. It's like, they're just a bunch of special kids in a wheelchair going for a walk. You put them in the wheelchair. Yo, Misfits?
Yeah.
Misfits is great.
Yeah, Misfits is a great show. So funny.
It worked.
So funny.
Anyone ask any questions?
Oh, goodness gracious. All right.
Yeah, man. Just, it's funny how, like, at the end of the day, it comes down to, like, what do you want in life? And, like, so many people, whether they want to admit it or not, they seek companionship.
Yes.
Not, it doesn't even have to be a relationship. Just, they want a friend.
Yeah.
Someone they can share things with.
Mm.
Like, I'd say at least 9 out of 10 people.
Mm.
But, like, it's funny how in the quest for that, in search of that, it can lead to some of the most twisted, like, things imaginable.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's very interesting how the human mind works. It's the duality of man, I like to say.
Mm. Also, super dark.
Mm.
Like, the thing I'm about to say, super dark. All right? No cuss words, obviously, but it's very dark. So when I was in university, right? Yes. I had a professor who was once I believe he was a private investigator.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure what he was, but there was a case that he had where basically the police report said, we went into this guy's house, like, they had a warrant, everything.
Mm.
They went into his house and they didn't find what they were looking for. But in his house, they found a doll, okay, quote unquote doll.
Mm.
That was shaped like a 10-year-old. Yeah. And they took pictures of it. And he warned us. He's like, I'm going to show you what this doll looks like. And he showed it. He showed the class.
Yeah.
And he asked us, do you think we should charge him for that? And there's so much to that question.
Yeah, there is a lot.
Because
technically he's not doing anything illegal.
Yeah, technically he's not. But, like,
but,
is this him preparing to do the actual thing?
Yeah, do the, yeah.
Or is this suppressing him from doing the actual thing?
Yeah, is it better that he does this?
Yeah. Or is he still tuning his mind that this is okay?
Mm.
Like that's the thing, right? Should he be seeking help? Should he be seeking some sort of rehabilitation to prevent him from feeling this way? It's such an interesting thought. Okay, now take that idea and throw in AI robots. And think about that.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, technically, aren't all robots, like, they're born
I know, but I'm talking the shape.
No,
the
body I know.
Specifically that. That's the problem.
Yeah, you're taking a one-year-old mind of a robot, putting it into a 10-year-old doll, and then, oh my God.
Yeah, no, man, there's...
Oh my God.
It's crazy
thing. Yeah, that's wrong. That's wrong. It's not inherently illegal. No. Can't charge him for anything, but that is wrong.
And that's the thing, man. There's people out there that have those feelings and mindsets and stuff like that. And
yeah.
Like, some of them don't think that it's wrong.
Well, yeah.
To think that way or to feel that way. And, like, in a world where they can have access to things, it's just, I don't know. I don't even know what to say about it. I don't even know what to say about it.
I don't know either.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus, Junior. What the heck?
That was heavy. I don't know. It just,
that was heavy.
Yo,
he did start that with "it's gonna be dark."
Yeah, I said it's gonna be dark.
That was dark.
Yeah.
That was.
Just what do? Do you put laws in place for that, or do you put people who order that kind of thing on a list of some sort? You know what I mean? Keep an eye on this one. He ordered model number 00A1.
All right. Well, you can have it, but just know we're watching you.
Yeah, we are keeping an eye on you, sir.
We are watching you. That's nuts. Dang. Yeah, AI is nuts.
Yeah, and just robots.
Yeah. Although, I do like some AI art.
I've seen a few that are pretty neat.
There's this one page that I follow on Instagram that does like AI anime art. It's really cool. It's like Akira style, but like not Akira, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's just a bunch of like random anime stuff. I'm like, oh, dope.
I will always prefer someone who put pen to paper.
Well, absolutely. That's better art. But I mean, sometimes I see some cool stuff. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm like, it didn't take any skill to
do it. I like seeing AI fill things. So like if you have a picture...
Mm.
And you like open up the, like you widen the picture and there's nothing there. It's just white space.
Mm.
And then you tell AI, hey, complete the picture.
Yeah.
That's always cool to me.
Oh.
Because it's like, how could you know? Like it figures this is what would be there.
I've seen a lot of cool ones where it's like a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like they zoom out. And the AI completes the,
yeah.
the background.
Yeah.
Like the outside.
It's so cool,
it
right?
It is really cool.
Like, yeah. Wow. Huh.
Why'd you think I was in Japan, AI?
That's like, that's kind of
happened. Putting that one on the Instagram, telling people I went to Japan.
Have you ever seen the, someone gave AI the prompt, and it's like, a woman from Portugal, and it's like this beautiful, slim woman. It's like, woman from Russia, this beautiful, slim woman. It's like, woman from America. She's like super big.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, AI, why?
There's one that I've seen where it's like a little American boy opening his, like a gift on Christmas or whatever, and it's like really sweet and it's nice. And then it's all like, not American enough, AI, American it up more. And then it turns into like a little kid opening up like a gun on Christmas. And it's like, no, not American enough, I need more. And then it's like a little boy opening up a gun on Christmas and he's got a cape on. And there's eagles flying through the photo. Uncle Sam's there. His parents are all like, yes. And then it's like not American enough. And then it's all the same things, but now he's fat. And he's got like cheeseburgers in his hands and a gun in his other hand. Riding an eagle.
Like what information does it gather to determine that this is America?
I don't know. It's kind
of funny.
They clearly aren't listening to the Childish Gambino song. That's for sure.
You ever seen the AI art of like a kid opening a gift but he's like sad?
Mm.
And like literally all it is, it's the kid opening a gift on Christmas and he's like angry. Like he's like sad at what he got. He's crying. What I didn't notice, everyone near him, his parents, his grandmother, everyone, they're flipping the bird at the kid. They got big smiles on their face. So a lot of people have used that as a meme template where the gift is like something bad.
Yeah.
Like, one of my favorites is I asked for Final Fantasy VII and it's Final Fantasy VIII. And they're flipping the bird.
Take what you can get,
and he's
kid.
Crying.
Yeah, that's right. We fooled you. You didn't get what you asked for. That's nuts. I love that. That's really funny. What's next? Unless you want to stay on the topic of AI.
Yeah, just technology. It's crazy how we have, like, what's called Ray-Ban Stories. It's a glasses that has a camera.
Yeah.
And, like, you can Bluetooth connect it to your phone or whatever you want, so you can listen to music and stuff. I actually have a pair. And they're really cool. I really dig them. I will say, I like, and this is a feature a lot of people don't like, but I like it. If you record with it, a light shines on the front.
Okay.
To let people know something's up.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And I straight up was just like, that's good. Yeah. Then you're not going to be like creepy.
Right? Where you're like
recording
people. Everyone knows you're recording.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's so funny to me because I'm like, you know, it wouldn't be hard to.
No, you can just turn that off.
No, dude, the screws are right there.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can just take it out. You could remove the light.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, huh. They need to secure this.
Yeah, that needs they to be need to secure this. Like well in there.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's one thing that I always think about cameras.
Yeah.
Cameras everywhere.
Well, I mean, oh my gosh, it's such a weird time to be alive in like the modern era of society because everybody has a camera like at their fingertips and they can record anything at any point in time. I've seen Instagram stories where people are all like, hey, I'm in this video. Wait, what? I was just walking down the street and I'm suddenly in this video. Weird.
Wow.
Yeah, you never know. You never know when you're going to get recorded. So, you know, always be on your best behavior.
Seriously.
Be on your best behavior. Cameras are everywhere. And people are always willing to bring out the camera rather than go over to you and be like, hey, you're being dumb. Stop this.
Or helping.
Yeah. I'd rather document this.
Yeah. Remember, kids, if you're getting your butt kicked, like, or getting robbed or something, and people around you are filming you instead of helping you, what you got to do is call out someone specific.
Mm.
You say, hey, you in the red jacket. Make sure they're wearing a red jacket. But single someone out, you're more likely to actually get help.
That's true.
If you just say, someone help me, no one's helping you.
You know.
Yeah.
Very cruel.
Yeah.
People are more willing to be helpful if they're targeted.
Single out, yeah.
Facts. Big facts. Mm. You know what's crazy about AI?
What?
If someone wanted to, they can go through all of our podcasts and like recreate our voices and then
just make a new podcast.
Just make a whole new podcast.
What do you mean? That's what we're trying to do, bro.
What do you mean? That's what we're doing right now.
Yeah, this whole episode
is AI. Whole episode is made by AI, duh. Yeah,
we even had ChatGP generate the script.
Yeah, remember that there was no script? We lied. There's actually a script. We just didn't write it. ChatGPT wrote this.
All we told them was two horny black boys.
Horny. Horny.
Who just recently got out of a relationship. One gets flirted with by guys. The other doesn't. Go.
And yeah, this is what we got. Isn't it weird?
It's crazy.
It's wild.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else before we finish. Hang on.
We got the Spider-Man.
Spider-Man
1.
Spider-Man 1?
Yeah.
No, dude, that deserves
its own episode.
Its own episode.
I agree with you.
Watch Spider-Man 1.
I agree with you. Gosh,
That'd be great. That movie's legendary. It is. It's
you
underrated.
Know, I'm considered African-American myself.
I'm somewhat of an African-American myself.
I'm somewhat of an African-American myself. Have you seen that post?
Of course.
It's so funny. Corporations on February 1st be like,
you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
Also, yeah. The corporations. Yeah. Just one more thing. We're talking about like dystopia, right? How like we're living in a modern dystopia. That's kind of what this conversation was.
Absolutely.
But it was geared more specifically towards relationships. Okay. Yo. One subject. Actually, let me just throw this because I know your answer. Would you date someone that has an OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Okay. why, if you may, if so, let the people at home know.
Well, because I like money.
I see. That's under the impression that this person would share it with you.
Well, I mean, I would hope if I was dating somebody that was making OnlyFans, I could make some content with them as well. And if I'm making content with you, that content doesn't come for free, lady. I'm just saying.
No, she's a solo artist.
Oh.
But yeah.
No, she's a solo artist. I'd still date her.
But yeah, it's really funny. We were talking about UFC the other night.
Also, by the way, I would love to be to have a sugar mommy. And if my girl on OnlyFans as a solo artist making lots of money, take care of me, lady. Yes.
You're so weird.
I'll clean everything for you, baby.
Why are you my best friend? But yeah.
That's why I'm your best friend. Make you laugh. Okay? Jesus. Don't ask stupid questions anymore. God, yeah. Damn it. On my podcast?
We were talking about UFC, and I was saying, like, did you know that there were some women in the UFC that, like, have OnlyFans? So, like, guys watch them beat the ever-loving poop out of each other.
Yep.
And then go subscribe. See what they look like.
Guys watch girls, or people watch girls on OnlyFans get on in the UFC match get beat up, and then they go home and beat themselves. I can't even finish that joke. Can't even finish that joke.
Yo, what?
Yeah,
you can.
Yeah,
and like, look, I'm not judging anybody. I need you to understand. This did not exist back then.
Nope.
This was not a thing.
Mm-mm. If you were doing adult entertainment work,
yeah,
you did adult entertainment work, yeah. And you didn't. It didn't bleed into anything else.
No, if anything, it made it harder for you to
do anything else. Yeah,
legit.
But now, because it's,
you can just do both.
You can just do both.
Yeah.
Why not both?
I guess there's no like legitimate actor that does both. I know that there's been actresses or actors too.
Yeah.
Like Sylvester Stallone, he started in that.
Yeah.
And then he became a legitimate actor. Or you have the opposite. Maitland Ward, who started
as an actress
and now she does adult stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, I await the day where it's like, no, this person is an actress, but she's also
like a big actress.
Yeah, yeah,
like huge.
Like, yeah, like A-lister. Dude, it's like, we laugh, but like, it'll happen. It's gonna. There's no way on earth that won't happen eventually. There's no way.
I don't disagree.
Yeah,
I'm not saying you're wrong. But
here's how it's gonna happen. She'll start in horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the start will be. Because okay. Horror movies have always been pretty exploitative. There's nudity and all that, everything.
Yeah.
And then she'll do the adult stuff.
Yeah.
But then people will be like, oh, wait, okay. She'll get her big breakthrough acting role in some mainstream movie that gets an Oscar.
Yeah.
And then people will be like, wow, she's such a serious actress and da-da-da-da. And they won't remember.
They'll just forget about the whole adult stint that she had.
And then she'll go public about it and be like, yeah, that was me and blah, blah, blah. And you know what? I'm owning it. I'm owning it. Okay, I'm not backing down, and all the news headlines will go crazy. Then she'll get millions of new subscribers or followers or whatever.
Yeah,
and that'll be how it happens.
Get your bag.
Yeah,
horror get
movie first.
Your bag. Whoever this anecdotal person is, get your bag.
Yeah. I'm calling it now. Can someone pin this just in case?
Oh, absolutely.
Give
yeah,
it like, give it like a year. I'm not even. Yeah.
No, that's. I mean, yo, go off. Like, mad respect to that that person. Jeez.
Yeah. Well, it's gonna be a lady. Horror movies don't exploit men.
That's true.
They just kill them.
Yeah. Yeah. In gruesome ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, always more gruesome if you're a guy in horror movies.
Oh, yeah.
It's rare that a woman gets shot in the face.
And their face explodes.
Yeah, it's very rare. It's actually very rare. That is an actual interesting thing about film.
Hmm.
Yeah. How would you feel if your daughter had an OnlyFans?
Hmm. Not very good.
But why? Okay, so you wouldn't feel good if it was your own flesh and blood.
No,
but dating you have no problem.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm not saying that my daughter couldn't. I just wouldn't be happy about it.
Okay. Why?
Why?
Why would you be okay with the girl that you're dating to be doing it, but not the girl that is your daughter?
Because it's my daughter, and then, you know, she's out there, and she can cheek clap online, and everybody's seen it, and like, yo, that's my kid, bro.
But the girl you're dating is someone's kid.
Why do I care about them?
Wow.
Why? Oh yeah, sure. Oh, that's someone's daughter. Yeah, so is everybody. Everybody's someone's son or daughter.
Okay, just as long as it's not yours.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure a lot of people share that same sentiment.
I don't know a lot of guys that would date someone who has an OnlyFans.
No, I know. You're definitely right.
Yeah,
you're definitely right. I gotta be getting some. I gotta be some of that money.
That, that cheddar.
I gotta be getting some of that shmoney though. I gotta be getting some of that kickback. You know what I'm talking about? Look, I'm trying to retire early. All right. Hey, look. If I ain't doing no work, someone gotta be doing the work. Oh my gosh. Oh, you got me on this topic, and this topic okay, always. Wait.
Would you date a girl who was like in like full on? Like industry level,
like a part of like a network,
yeah,
and like
yeah,
like a popular.
And there's like guys and stuff involved. I'm surprised you have to think about that one.
No, I don't think I'd date. I don't know if I. It depends. It really depends on the person, you know. Like if I like vibe with the person, aside from sexually, But even then, I don't know if I can get into like a serious, like full on committed relationship. Like I'm not marrying a person that does that.
Yeah.
Even the OnlyFans thing, I'm not marrying a person that does that, to be quite honest.
Give me the cheddar, now I'm gone. Bye.
Dating, sure. Cheaper dates. They got money. They can pay for half. Quality feminism.
What are you doing there? Like, what does she need you for if she's just gonna spend everything?
Companionship. I'm pretty funny. Yeah, make herself laugh. Yeah. Jeez. So I'm a great dude, Junior.
You need to sell yourself a lot better.
I ain't got much going on. I guess so.
Baby, I have a podcast.
Look. I come to you as is. Take it or leave it. All right? It's not getting any better. It's not getting any worse. All right? There's no up and there's no down from here, okay?
It's all lateral.
It's all just a straight shooting path. Will it get better? Maybe. I don't know. Will it get worse? Probably not.
You should put that in your Tinder profile.
What you see is what you get. Will it get better? I don't know. Will it get worse? Probably not. Marcus Miller, 2024.
You need to put that in your bio.
Now that's a quote that's going on my tombstone when
yeah,
I die.
Yeah,
he's
real.
I'm putting that one on my tombstone. Marcus Miller, he died a regular, degular guy. You know,
regular.
Does it get better? Maybe. Did it get worse? Probably not. Damn, that's my catchphrase for all 2024. I don't care. Sure. I'm running with that one.
Do it. Man. I think this is good. It's about a good length. How long has it been?
This is an hour 14.
Yeah, I think it's good.
This podcast has been unhinged.
Yeah.
Is this what is this 2024?
Yeah, you know what? Let's do more where we just talk.
Just unhinged podcast.
Just talk.
Yeah, I'm done for it. I love these.
Yeah, same.
I truly love these. I've missed just talking with you, man.
Yeah, I know. We don't do it enough.
We don't do it enough. Gosh.
I know.
We used to hang out in this room all the time.
Seriously.
And just talk.
Yeah.
About garbage.
Just nothing.
Absolutely.
Endlessly.
Things in life that, you know, are important, but they're not going to help us get anywhere.
No. Talking about it helps us, I guess, grow as people.
Oh, yeah.
Helps us learn. Helps us hear another opinion.
Oh, absolutely. We're two different people.
Yeah.
So it's nice to bounce ideas off of someone that's not you in your own head.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's very true. and you can let us know what your ideas are in the comments. Be sure to comment. I do read them. We'll also see whatever movie you guys want us to watch in March. Maybe, you know what? I'll do a voting poll, which will include movies from previous voting polls.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man 1, because I think we were talking about that not that long ago, and we were just like, yo, legit. I miss that era of movies.
Finish it!
Yeah.
Finish it!
Deliver us from evil! Bring that back. Come on, Marvel. Don't wuss out.
Oh, my
Bring back
gosh.
The cheesy ones.
Oh, you see that Madam Web's coming out soon.
Yeah. Venom is probably the closest we got to one of those old Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Which is fun. Yeah, Madam Web. Oh, my gosh. I love how the Spider-Man universe seems to be them deceiving people into thinking they're in the MCU. Yeah, I'm serious.
You literally...
Tyrese said, like, oh, it's great to be part of the MCU. Same with Matt Smith?
Mm.
From Morbius, both of them.
Yeah.
They thought it was the MCU. It's not.
Psych! Dummies! I mean,
it technically is.
Kinda.
Kinda, sorta.
But it's its own universe.
Exactly.
It's the Spider-Man cinematic universe.
Where's Iron Man? Oh, he ain't here.
He ain't here, brother. Yeah, any of the Avengers? Don't expect to see them.
What is that?
Don't expect to see them. Spider-Man? Ha! You think you can see Spider-Man in the Spider-Man cinematic universe? Ha! Maybe a couple years. We ain't got rights for that yet.
I love that this universe is just, let's make Spider-Man without Spider-Man.
Literally.
It's kind of amazing.
It's crazy.
That they got this far.
It's crazy how the villain in Madam Web looks like Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
When does this take place? Is Spider-Man a thing? What is this costume based off?
Why is Madam Web young?
Yeah.
Yo, you know who should have been Madam Web? Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh my god, that would have been the best.
Yeah.
That would have been the best casting.
I'd watch that.
Jamie Lee Curtis. Oh yeah, my god.
She should have been Madam Web.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Make a lot more sense. And you can keep the rest of the Spider Girls. That's fine.
Yeah.
But like Madam Web herself shouldn't be like a 30-year-old. Like,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, it's weird to be calling a 30-year-old a Madam.
Madam? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. Anyway. We'll see you next month when we watch Spider-Man 1.
Yeah.
Junior and Marcus!